Hello, everybody, and welcome back. It is once again me, your favorite deputy of Movie Deputy Podcasts, bringing to you the first of the modern Poirot mysteries. Now, technically, these are more Agatha Christie mysteries because Murder on the Orient Express was actually, I don't remember if she was the original author, but I think she was. I probably should have looked that up before I did this, but it's a Monday, so I didn't want to get too deep into anything with a Monday. I mean, come on. Forgive me for yesterday. I mean, I hope you enjoyed the review, but I usually reserve my weekends for just the new releases, but at least I made it a 2023 movie, so I tried to at least stay true to that. And that might seem a little bit silly or a little bit redundant to some, but it is what it is. So, yay. But I'm going to be bringing you today Murder on the Orient Express. It came out in 2017. This is one I saw in the theater like everybody else. There's more movies than not that I probably see in the theater like everybody else. I do get some screeners from the studios, but I love the atmosphere of being in the theaters. Like, even if I get the screener from the studio, I've learned the hard way to go see the theatrical version before I do my review, because sometimes there's a few changes and a few more things hit the cutting room floor or something gets added and it ends up changing what I wrote or what I have in the podcast or anything like that. So it's really important to make sure that it's the same movie, the one I screened versus the one that's being released. I had one actually a few years ago where the one that I screened, they had decided to scrap it and go a completely different direction because I saw a really early screener and what they ended up with the theater I went to go see it. I'm like, I was literally at a loss for words. I'm like, what the? I'm not going to say the third word in that sentence. Let's just say the abbreviations for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are the same as what I was about to say. So that might be a safe way for me to say it whenever I want to say that. I'll say Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I do want to get into this. First of all, I want to share the original review that was on moviedeputy.com, the original one that I had written and posted. Then I'll talk a little bit more about the movie. You may be wondering about the score, and I will tell you that I did give this an innocent rating, even though it's about murder, because even though the title is Murder on the Orient Express, there's nothing really intense or anything that would make this guilty in any way, shape, or form, except the title. And I mean, honestly, that's not enough to go on to get a guilty rating in my book. But the original review just read simply, "Vision. Few people have the gift to see beyond normalcy, to simply see the world around them. One of them is a renowned Inspector Poirot." Poirot is highly sought after due to his deducing abilities. While en route to help solve another crime, he'll find himself at the heart of a separate situation. You see, whilst on board the Orient Express, someone is murdered. In order for justice, it must be solved before they arrive at their destination. One by one, he questions all of the occupants on board. The more answers that he gets, the more questions it is that he has. When he finally deduces the why, the who is obvious. Or is it? That answer might surprise you. A harrowing mystery that is based off of a timeless novel that comes to life, once again, on the big screen. As it does, it quickly becomes more than it seems to be. Fans of Agatha Christie or murder mysteries in general will be mystified by what they see here. Those expecting a quick and clear resolution may be disappointed. The telling is a bit unconventional, but the story has more to it than it seems. Will it be for you? That's for you to decide. Now, as you know, I've pretty much always gotten a little bit philosophical with some of the reviews that I have on Deputy, and I've gotten maybe a little bit away from that since I have switched to the podcast format. I used to kind of leave my readers with a question or with something wondering or something thought provoking. And I'm trying to figure out how to maybe do a little bit of that in the podcast format. But when I was writing out the reviews, I really tried to focus on a lot of that. But like I said, if you're familiar with the Agatha Christie story of Murder on the Orient Express, you know how this is going to end. If you are not, it's not necessarily obvious what's happening. Some of these stories from early on, you can kind of tell the direction that it's going in. This one just, like, it would seem to go one direction and then it would kind of go back and forth a little bit until it finally got you to where it ended up. Even at the very end, there's a twist you don't expect. Now, that may come to a surprise to some people, but it's going to be awesome to others. Now, unfortunately, there's no extra bonus scenes in the credits or anything like that, but the story definitely, it's like you walk out of there satisfied, or even if you're watching it at home, when the movie is done, you're not left going, huh? It's one of those, hmm. So if you're curious about the score I gave this, again, I might surprise you a little bit. I gave Murder on the Orient Express a 6 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Now you may think, okay, why didn't she go a little bit higher? Well, honestly, personally, I was probably low mid 7s on this one, but there's a few just little minor issues that I had with it. Like I said, that most people probably don't even pick up on and catch, but my brain just zeroes in on that stuff and then I can't get past it. So that's the only reason it knocked the score a little bit. And the fact that there's a couple just cliche moments in the movie, but it's Agatha Christie. Would you expect any less? I hope not. If you are enjoying these reviews, I hope that you like and subscribe to Booby Deputy Reviews, our upcoming movies, and of course my Movie Deputy channel where all of our bonus content goes. I am having so much fun bringing all these movies to you, and I hope that you are having just as much fun listening. Stay tuned. I will be back tomorrow with Death on the Nile. I got a little bit confused on the title there. So dip, dip, dip. That's all, folks. And honestly, that is all, folks. So I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.